You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Jake Carlisle Larson.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, from Game of Thrones to a new Middle Earth TV series, lots of books are making the jump to the small screen. We'll ask you, what book do you want turned into a TV series? That's coming up in just a bit.
First, the Southern Poverty Law Center said it has seen a rise in the number of hate groups around the nation for the second consecutive year.
A new report from the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism looks at hate groups here in the state.
Mukhtar Ibrahim is a federal law enforcement reporter for Minnesota Public Radio News and a former investigative reporting fellow at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. He's been looking at this. Mukhtar, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
So what do some of these hate and bias incidents that you wrote about look like here in Wisconsin?
So I have spoken to several people who study these hate crimes and hate incidents, and some who are some of them who are based in Madison and Milwaukee. So they basically told me that they have been seeing a rise in hate and bias incidents across the state, and this has started to pick up around 2015 when, during the presidential election, when Trump was a candidate, and it has increased since then.
And what do some of these incidents look like when you were talking to people who have experienced them?
So some of the incidents are, most of them are unreported in the local news, but they are mainly harassment, intimidation, graffiti that are spray painted on Jewish centers, and some students who complain that they have been they are not feeling welcome at the college campuses, and it's kind of across the board, to just say the least.
So we've been having these incidents, but there are also, you know, hate groups in Wisconsin. So let's go through just a couple of those. Tell us a little bit about the White Boy Society.
So the White Boy Society is, it calls itself a biker brotherhood that aims to protect the heritage of the white people. And some of these groups also, like, hate the label hate group. They think that the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is the group that basically studies these groups and tries to have a clear picture of who they are, they go through their websites and their missions and objectives, and they try to designate some groups as hate groups, but like, people who are running these groups hate that label. They say they are not hate groups. They are just trying to protect their heritage and kind of basically try to protect their race.
Yeah, and the many of these that when you wrote about them, a lot of them, not all of them, said, we don't identify as a hate group. We're trying to protect our collective ethnic group. One of those is the Nation of Islam. So it isn't necessarily just a white or seemingly a white supremacist group, but obviously the Nation of Islam is one in a whole sea of potential hate groups in Wisconsin. And there are some groups that aren't categorized as hate groups by the Southern Poverty Law Center. And obviously the Southern Poverty Law Center is one of the best known because they are monitoring this. But these groups are still controversial. Can you give us a couple of examples of some of these groups that might not be categorized as a hate group but still cause controversy?
I think one of the most well-known groups that actually it's not well-known, it's a fairly new group. It's called the Proud Boys. It was founded by Gavin McGinnis, who publicly proclaims that he is anti-Islam. So they believe that the West is the best, basically another version of saying, you know, the whites should probably rule the country, or somehow the whites will have some superiority of how the country is being run. They believe, like, very conservative. They hold very conservative views, and they lean toward the far right, but like they don't want to be called a white supremacist group or neo-Nazi, and they try to basically threaten anyone who calls them those terms. They don't like it. They will threaten that they will sue you. So it's very it's hard to describe. Basically, it's a very ambiguous group that its mission is just very confusing, and they I think they support Trump, and they try to kind of become the new right, basically.
We're talking to Mukhtar Ibrahim. He is the federal law enforcement reporter for Minnesota Public Radio News and a former investigative reporting fellow at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. And we're talking about a piece that he wrote for the Center for Investigative Journalism looking at the hate groups that have been established in Wisconsin. And Mukhtar, why is it hard to track hate groups in Wisconsin?
Well, these groups are some of them basically operate under very obscure online platforms, and when they come together, some of them even they fall apart very quickly, and they form splinter groups that that are not basically known. But these are there are 9 groups that are currently identified as hate groups in Wisconsin, but I'm sure there are some groups that the Southern Poverty Law Center didn't capture or didn't know about. You know, it's trying to kind of, the Southern Poverty Center tries to see any official reports or any media reports about these groups, and they try to go after, try to find out more information about those groups. But there are some groups that don't like to talk to the media, or they just come together as a group and talk about the issues. So that's, I think, one the most challenging part of when I was doing this piece, was trying to figure out the membership levels, or even like trying to find anyone who belongs to this group. It's really challenging to find some of the leaders or where they meet, and that's why we don't know much about these groups.
So you were looking specifically at hate groups in Wisconsin, but we've also been talking a little bit about sort of incidences of, you know, hate crimes in the state. And what do these statistics show when it comes to, you know, how many hate crimes are being committed in Wisconsin?
The official statistics from the Department of Justice shows actually a decrease in hate crimes in Wisconsin for the second straight year. The latest FBI data that just came out this week showed there were only 34 hate crimes reported in the state, which last year, in 2015, that was 43. And the year before that, I believe, was 51. So when you look at the hate crimes from the official line, from the official FBI data, Wisconsin is not actually doing bad. It's the hate crimes are going down compared to my home state, Minnesota, which has reported 119 hate crimes in 2016, which was an uptick from the year before. So compared to Minnesota, where I live, Wisconsin is doing much better. But when you go to organizations like the Milwaukee Jewish Federation, you will get a different picture. That organization collects anti-Semitism incidents, and things have been going way up. Like, it has been, they have seen a lot of reports, a lot of calls from the community, and they have collected like dozens of incidents in 2016 and 2017, and they think that they will have they will see an increase this year compared to the year before, and that's what has been happening, I think, since 2015.
So it kind of sounds like the Milwaukee Jewish Federation's numbers versus the FBI could be just that the criteria that would count for a hate crime is probably different between a federal organization and an organization that's been monitoring what's happening to its members.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, the FBI just gets these numbers from local law enforcement agencies. It's optional. only these law enforcement organizations are, some of them report, some of them don't report. And it's also hard to prosecute a hate crime because, like, you have to basically, you have to show that this person committed the crime with the intention that they hate the victim's race or identity or religion, and that's hard to prove. So it's hard to also, like, you know, prosecutors they have a hard time taking on hate crime crimes because they have to, like, they have to prove, and it's hard to prove someone's intent unless they clearly say, you know, they hate that person because he or she is a Muslim or Hispanic or a Jewish. Unless they do that, it's hard to win a case because of someone committed a crime based on something. So that's the challenge that law enforcement entities also face. But, like, if you go to like, for example, the Native American students at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, they will tell you that they have been intimidated, they are not feeling welcome on campus, and they have been seeing some graffitis painted on places that they think are sacred. So those kind of, like, underreported issues are what's making people frightened a little bit.
Mukhtar, we'll have to leave it there for now. Mukhtar, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
That was Mukhtar Ibrahim. He is a federal law enforcement reporter for Minnesota Public Radio News and former investigative reporting fellow at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. He joined us to share his reporting on the increase in hate groups in Wisconsin.